This is the Ash London Live Podcast. There's a
big black hole. Well, Grib, welcome to Ash London Live, my darling.
Thank you for having me on.
Yay.
How are you?
Well, we've already been having you on every night for a couple of weeks. So when did this whole journey actually start? Like, when in your life did you go, you know what, I'm a pretty good singer and I think maybe people will want to hear it and I could make a go of this? So when did you make that decision, or are you still figuring it out?
You know what? I actually was looking through some old videos of myself singing, and I actually haven't been a good singer for most of my life, turns out. But I was so going for it, like I was. And I'm listening thinking, this is like a bad X Factor audition. But I was just, I don't know, I loved it. I think in my teens, I just loved coming home from school, trying to make beats, trying to write songs and just singing for hours, even though I was probably not very good. But I never thought I could actually pursue it as a career, maybe right up until I signed my record deal. But I was still in school, and my teachers were like, Sarah, where's your personal statement? You need to apply for uni. And I was like, I know. And I was nearly going to do it. And then I signed a record deal. So then I was like, peace out. I'm not doing uni.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.
Let's tell the world that we said hi, Australia.
Come on.
Ash London Live and Up Close presents.
Hey, it's Amy Shark.
Amy Shark. Come on.
I have a teenage daughter, who listens to your music all the time. Big inspiration for her. But my question to you is, what advice would you give your teenage self? So what advice can I give her that you would have given you?
I mean, if it was me personally, I'd be like, when you're at schoolies and a guy called Jackson comes up, run. That's just a personal thing I'm dealing with. No, I would tell her to concentrate and finding something she really loves doing. Like, really take that time, because I still have friends now that they don't know what they even want to do. And I found something that I love doing so much that when I look at someone who doesn't really know, and it happens because life takes over and school takes over and friends take over, but I would have loved to have been this focused earlier. But, you know, things happen and you have to go through that stuff anyway. So, take the time to really find out what she likes to do and what makes her super happy. Try and make it turn it into a job.
Because they don't give you the space to do that at high school. They're like, you must decide what the rest of your life's going to look like and choose a degree. And you're like, I don't know anything. I don't.
Exactly. That's kind of the thing, is like, just what do you actually like doing without all that pressure and the subjects.
You have to do it forever. Like your whole life.
I know. You have to look at me for so long. Like,
lucky I love you so much.
I got songs backed up. You ready?
So many songs. I'll play them all now. I'm not scared.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.
We are the band 660. Go! Ash London Live.
Hello. How are you going?
I'm good. How you doing?
Living my best life. We're so happy that you are coming back to Oz to show us how a live show is done. I heard the Brisbane show sold out in 1 minute. That's got to make you feel good.
Definitely a bit of a confidence booster. Look, so excited to come back. I mean, it's a while away, November, but it's so good to know that people are feverish for it.
Yeah.
And we're going to bring the action.
Bring the action, man. And you just played to 50,000 people in Auckland, was it?
Yep. I think 2 weekends ago we played at Eden Park, which is, I'd never had a concert there before. So we just were the first band to play there.
What is it usually, like a sport place?
So, yeah, sport, cricket and rugby and that stuff. It's no concert, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's way more fun. Jeez.
Yeah. This is the Ash London Live Podcast.